Week of the Sneakers, the Swish of the Nets, Bounce of the Ball, and Amped Up Crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
We are live here in Hiawatha. Got a 181 matchup versus a 3A school, TBL versus Big 7. It's Centralia at Hiawatha. Jared Puppy with you. Should be a fun one here. Going to get this one underway here pretty soon. So got the JV boys game finishing up before us, but the girls game will start here in just a bit. As for Centralia, they are the number 10 team in the state, according to the latest Kansas Basketball Coaches Association poll. They got to a rough start losing to Nemaha Central in their season opener this past Friday, followed that up with a blowout win versus Care Paravelle on Tuesday. As for the Redhawks, they have had a couple of tough losses right out of the gate. They lost to Troy on a game-winning three-pointer by Harper Wettstein this past Tuesday in a close one, as well as to Marysville by 4 in their season debut, as there is a buzzer for the JV boys game. So 0-2 is Hiawatha, but they have played competitively, and this should be a tough matchup here coming up. It was last year. It was a good one. 43-38, Centralia won in Centralia. Darcy Lears had 28 points. She dropped 12 in the first quarter. In the end, it was too much. She had 20 in that win in her sophomore season. And she's back here. Her junior year got off to a bit of a slow start. She leads the team in almost every statistical category. 15.5 points, 4 rebounds, 4.5 assists. And she is taking care of the basketball, most importantly of all, at 2.3 assists per turnover ratio. So very solid, taking care of the basketball and shooting very well. Well, we'll go ahead and step aside for a break, and we'll come back with both of our coaches, Jesse Thompson. I have an interview with him first, and then Brady Jasper following that up. It's your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and also on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You'll feel right at home.
I'm joined by Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson after a couple games from this past week. Coach, starting off with your game from this past Friday, your season opener, 40-33, falling to a very good Nemaha Central team. And coach, just want to get your thoughts on this one, because it seemed like you guys had a tough time getting into a rhythm offensively, especially at the beginning of the game. You guys were behind by one possession for a little bit, but then for the rest of the game, you were behind by two or more possessions. Just want to get your overall thoughts on your efforts on that opening game.
Oh, you know, I thought the girls played hard. You know, we struggled to score. I thought, you know, early we had some open looks, they didn't drop, and then, you know, that third quarter we come out and pressed and we got 3 turnovers on the first 4 or 5 possessions, but we didn't make a basket out of it. You know, we didn't take advantage of some of the things they gave us, and they're big and they're more experienced than we are, and when we needed some of those things and just didn't get it. You know, I thought there were spurts where we looked good, we ran the floor well, and then, you know, like you said, sometimes things just kind of fell apart.
Yeah, and offensively unable to really share the ball a whole lot as well. But Owen Dieters did have 14 points in this one. Tava Gibbs had 7. And ultimately, free throws were tough in this one. 5-for-17 in this one for just 29.4%. But moving on to your guys' win from Tuesday against Care Paravelle. You guys go on the road and win in Topeka 50-16 against Care Paravelle Latin School. And coach, in this one, you guys' offense overall a lot more well-rounded. You guys were able to make some shots as a team, but free throws were still a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah, they were. You know, there's a lot of mental in that free throw part, and it seems like one girl misses a couple and then everybody starts thinking about, you know, the misses and not just focusing on the next one. Told him after the game last night, we've got to find a way to let those misses go in the next shot. shot's got to be the most important shot. We can't worry about what happened before that and find a way to make some of those.
And kind of talking about your overall offensive efforts, Owen was really good, but you guys were able to really spread the ball. Coach, how many scores were you able to get in that game?
Nine of the girls scored last night. You know, I thought we did a better job moving the ball around. We did a better job of hitting some open shots, and the girls did a great job of penetrating and finding each other around the basket as well. And the press gave us some easy points, and I think, you know, we kind of got a little more of a flow a little early on. Like you said, NC was tall and big, and they caused some problems. We never really got into that flow, but last night we did. You know, the girls hit some shots and built off of it, so, you know, they looked better last night.
Yeah, and it wasn't the toughest opponent you're going to face all year, but your defense still able to come through and make some nice plays.
Yeah, they did. We you know, we got press in it, and I thought the one thing the girls were much better at last night was we crashed the boards and attacked the boards, and we got a lot of rebounds and you know, got out and transitioned and ran the floor much, much better last night. So the defense led to some offense, and we're going to have to do that throughout the season.
And coming up next, we'll have the game against Hiawatha here on KMZA. And, Coach, this is a Redhawks team that has historically been really solid. They have some good length and some good shooters as well. What are some things that you remember about the Redhawks game last year?
Oh, you know, you're right. They've got some girls that can shoot. They've got some size to them. I don't think they're as physical as NC, so it'll be interesting to see if we can be more physical than we were the other night. And, you know, in that 3-2 of theirs, they like to extend it and put some pressure on the ball up top, and it'll kind of be like last night. It'll be interesting to see how we move the ball and find those open spots on the floor that get us an advantage to score.
Should be a fun one. Thanks, Coach, for the interview today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
That was Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson. Be sure to stay tuned, because coming up we have Hiawatha girls head coach Bray Jasper here on the pregame show of your game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Basketball season continues on, and we're joined by the girls basketball coach, that is Brady Jasper. Coach, you've played two good teams so far, two close losses. How are we feeling? You know, that Marysville game, 47-43. Troy, Tuesday night, that was 48-47. That was a wild finish there. We'll talk about that momentarily. But, you know, you sit here at 0-2 through the first week, couple of close losses. How are you feeling through that first week of the season?
Well, yeah, we're feeling all right. I mean, we're disappointed a little bit, I guess, in losing in those close games at the end. You know, a couple games maybe that could have gone either way, and we dropped them both. So we maybe can't focus on a win or a loss, but maybe just how we're playing and what we're doing, and try to keep moving forward.
Yeah, that game on Tuesday night against Troy, it was certainly, you had runs from both teams. There were a lot of turnovers early, pretty sporadic at times, and certainly had an opportunity to win it late. But Troy's Harper Wettstein, just a clutch deep three from the right wing as time expired to win the game by one. It was just a wild game and a wild finish. Nothing you can really do about a play like that down the stretch. But how would you kind of assess the way that game played out Tuesday night?
Yeah, like you said, I felt like that game had a lot packed into it. They got ahead early, and then we were able to gain a lead later. And so, if you're watching that game from the stands, it was probably a pretty good game. It had a little scoring to it, both teams in the upper 40s, several lead changes, and then some, as you said, some tension at the end, and then including a buzzer beater, you know, that we all kind of like and cheer for during this time of the year. Unfortunately, went against us last night. But like you said, Harper had a great game, and just to cap it off like that was good for them and tough for us.
Well, let's talk about Kinzie Nelson. I thought she played great for you against Troy. She finished with 20 points. What have you seen from her, the progression here early on from Kinzie Nelson?
You know, I agree with you totally. I thought last night was a really good game for her and efficient and effective in several different areas. One of her best games that I've seen her play. She was really productive and didn't have to, like, try to force the issue to really do it, and played really well for us. If we could count on that moving forward, which I think we can, some of that, that's certainly going to help us. She was good.
You get Centralia on Friday at home. It's another tough contest for sure. Panthers coming off a win against Care Paravel on Tuesday. You know, what's the preparation look like for Centralia? What kind of ball game do you ultimately expect?
You know, I don't know for sure. I wonder if it's going to be a little bit similar to Troy in some ways, just kind of the fact that they – both teams kind of are led by a dynamic guard that gives other players confidence and is capable of doing a lot on the defensive and offensive ends. So talking about, you know, Harper and Owen, not the same player, but and the teams are slightly different too. But we probably won't worry much more than that about the preparation into that game. We're definitely kind of more looking in the mirror and working on ourselves right now.
That was Hiawatha Girls Head Basketball Coach Brady Jasper. Shout out to Brandon Tadman for getting that interview for us. Be sure to stay tuned, though, because we got tip-off coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Back here in Hiawatha, about 10 minutes still from tip-off as the JV boys game finished a little bit later than anticipated. But in the meantime, taking a look at some of the area games going on in the Big 7. We have Holton and Nemaha Central, a big matchup there. That will be on the Holton channel this evening. And on our Sabetha channel, the Blue Jays are hosting Royal Valley. That has implications for the Royal Valley sub-state district standings that we'll talk about here in just a bit. Also, Pair of the Compton is at Wellsville tonight, and Riverside is at Jefferson West. What a year Riverside had a year ago getting to the state championship game. Taylor Weiser, just an unbelievable basketball player, one of the best in the state, if not the best player in the entire state, getting the Cyclones all the way to the state championship game a year ago in Bramlage Coliseum. As for other games in the Twin Valley League, a lot of non-league contests, kind of course how the season starts in the TVL. Lynn is at Southern Cloud, and we also have Blue Valley Randolph that will be hosting Pike Valley. Donovan West is at ACCHS, a tough test as the Mustangs. They won state last year in 1AD1. They're playing at a 3A school here tonight, having some tough tests at the beginning of the year. Frankfurt is at Waubonsie, finishing up their tournament in Waubonsie. Hanover is taking on St. Xavier after winning state last year in 1AD2. Washington County is going to be hosting Wakefield tonight. Valley Heights, they got a road test against a very solid Republic County team. In Axel, they're trying to get their first win of the regular season against Flint Hills Christian School after having this past Tuesday off and losing their game on Tuesday under head coach Bradley Brockstrom. Well, taking a look at those standings for the Royal Valley sub-state, we're only two games in, and there's only one unbeaten team left in that entire eight-team sub-state division, and that's Topeka Hayden. They're 2-0 on the very young season. And as for Hayden, they defeated Kansas City Washington, and they also were able to defeat Spring Hill, both by a pretty substantial margin. So a solid start to the season for Hayden. As for Royal Valley, they are tied for second at 1-1 with Jefferson West and and Perry LeCompton. And then there are four teams that are looking for their first wins tonight, and that would be ACCHS, Hiawatha, of course, Bishop Ward, and Sabetha. So a solid start to the year for Topeka Hay. They're trying to make a statement early here in the season. As for Centralia's sub-state, they'll be going to Donovan West after Centralia hosted last year, and Donovan West beat them at their place. And Donovan West trying to avoid, or actually Centralia trying to do the same thing that Donovan West did to them last year. And there is no unbeaten teams left in that sub-state, as there are six teams with Burlingame currently a half game up on everyone because they played three games already. They're 2-1. Centralia and Troy, two TVL teams, are tied for second place at 1-1. Donovan West, they are 0-1. So is Omega, and Northern Heights is 0-3, according to Keisha's standings here. So things are still very early, of course. We'll see how that plays out. And again, Donovan West and Centralia, always fun when those two collide. And they will do so once again this year, and we'll see if possibly we can get a couple matchups out of that rivalry. Well, let's go ahead and step aside for another quick break, and we'll come back. We'll have some of our starters, as well as talk about breaking down the matchup here that we're about to see. Centralia at Hiawatha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinentruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
KMZA.
Hey, we are back in Hiawatha, about 3.5 minutes away from our tip. Jared Fluffy with you. Take a look at some of the players to watch for in this one. Kind of difficult to get a good gauge sometimes when you have just two games worth of data to go off of, but let's take a look at some of the stats early on in the season. For Centralia, it's Owen Dieters, by far their most leading scorer at 15.5 points per game at 4 rebounds as well, leading the team in that category. The team is kind of on the smaller side. They don't rebound particularly well. She also averages 4.5 assists per game. As mentioned earlier, she has done a fantastic job of taking care of the basketball this season with 2.3 assists per turnover. She's also shooting at a solid clip at 42.3%, and that's on 13 field goals attempted per game. She shoots a lot from beyond the arc as well, averaging almost 6 three-pointers per game and shooting 28.6%. And free throws have been really rough this year for the Panthers. She leads the team in free throw percentage at just 38.5%, as the team shoots just 25.7% from the free throw line. Got to get that up. And head coach Dusty Thompson really talking about that, emphasizing that as more of a mental thing than just an inability to shoot the basketball. They've demonstrated that they can shoot the ball well, just trying to get over that mental lapse that has kind of burdened them early on in the season. Other players include Tava Gibbs. How about the freshman? 5.5 points per game, a solid start to her year, 38.5% shooting from the floor. Also, Tatum Kramer, averaging 5 a game, 3 boards, 1.5 assists at 33.3% shooting. And Tori Kuckelman, 4.5 points per game for her as well. In for Hiawatha, how about Kenzie Nelson? She has stepped up in a big way early on in the season for the Redhawks, 4.5 boards. How about shooting 71.4% from the floor and 50% from beyond the arc? Abby Elfner has gotten off to a bit of a slow start. She's rebounding really well at 10 boards per game, but she's not quite got that offensive game at the level where we've expected it to, as she's averaging 6.5 points per game, shooting 12.5%. Looks doesn't look great, but she's 1-for-8. 1-for-8 is a better way to put at it, but she's also 14.3% from beyond the arc, and she's shooting the free throw well at 83.3%, so she's got that going for her, hoping to get her game going early tonight for Hiawatha. Also, Claire Twomley, Aaliyah Contreras, and Addis Williams all scoring 6.5 points per game on the season. Twomley shooting 75% from the floor and 40% from beyond the arc. Contreras averaging 3.5 boards, 3 assists, and 2.5 steals a game. And Addis Williams averaging 3 steals a game, which leads the team in shooting 85.7 from the free throw line. And some team averages. Hiawatha shooting 40% from the floor. Centralia just 31.7%. Panthers shooting just 19% from beyond the arc and 26% for Hiawatha. We will go ahead and step aside. We've got our national anthem coming up, and we have our starters and then tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KMZA.
And we are back. Tip off coming up here in just a bit as we take a look at our starters for the girls contest, starting off with the visitors, Centralia. number 11, Tatum Kramer, a junior. Next up is number 12, a senior, Tori Puckelman. Number 13, a junior, Isabel Haverkamp. Number 15, a junior, Owen Dieters, beg your pardon. And number 20, a sophomore, Fort Thompson. And as for the Hiawatha Redhawks, the home team this evening, number 4, a 5'4 junior, Aaliyah Contreras. Number 5, a 5'9 sophomore, Claire Twomley. Number 12, a 6'1 senior, Abby Elfner. Number 14, a 5'6 sophomore, Addison Williams. And number 33, a 5'5 sophomore, Kenzie Nelson. Centralia head coach by Dusty Thompson, and Hiawatha head coach by Brady Jasper. Centralia wearing their road black on blacks, orange letters and numbers with white accents, and the orange Nike swoosh on the right side of the jersey near the right shoulder. Hiawatha, home white, red letters and numbers, red stripes down the side. Got the Hiawatha logo on the left leg. We are ready to get this thing going. Thompson and Elfner tipping, and it's won by Centralia. Peters pass up ahead to her, is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. Nice poke job there by Kenzie Nelson. And you mentioned what a year she's having so far. 15.5 points per game. Also one of the top rebounders as well. Here's the inbound, a high lob to Tori Kuckelman. Pass to the near side, Tatum Kramer. Owen Dieters thought about the corner three. She gets bumped and fouled by Nelson. Gave her a bear hug there as she tried to turn the corner and get around her. That's her first foul of the game. Here's the inbound. Getting right back to Dieters. Now right back to Kramer. Top of the key. Calling for it wide open down low with Thompson. Couldn't find her. She was calling for it. Here's a high lob. It's deflected. Nice tip, but it's loose and stolen away. Here come the Redhawks. It's Williams going the other way. Nice dish. And Nelson going up. She's fouled, and she'll get a couple of free throws. Now it's going to go against Tatum Kramer. A couple fouls early from both teams. 30 seconds gone in this game. Mira scoreless. Nelson trying to break that right here. Nelson, a 69.2% free throw shooter. First one all the way is good. Hiawatha as a team shooting 58.7% from the charity stripe. As mentioned, Centralia needing to shoot better than their season average today at 25%, as that one is no good. So she goes 1-for-2. Rebound goes to the Panthers. Peters has it near the sideline, gets around her defender. That's Contreras all the way underneath the basket, kicks it out. Thought about the three. It's Kuckelman. Lob to Kramer. She'll try a three from straight away. Got it! Tatum Kramer makes the first field goal of the game, and it's 3-1. Panthers want to press man-to-man across half court. It's stripped by Dieters and stolen away by Kuckelman. Well, back to Dieters, and okay, she might have traveled, but they don't call it. Gives it back to Kuckelman. A long three for Kuckelman. That one's a little bit short. The rebound hauled in by Addison Williams. She'll try to bring it up against the double team. She'll lob it up ahead to Contreras into the corner. Three ball near side corner. No good by Elfner. Long rebound, though. Far side short corner. Twomley kicks it out. Three ball on the way for Kenzie Nelson. That one's no good as well. Rebound for Core Thompson of Centralia. That's pace back and forth. Now trapping at half court. Able to give it up to Kramer. Far side elbow. Kicks it out. Kuckelman thought about the three. Now pulls it down. Cross court pass. Cross side Dieter. Ball above her head. Surveys. Now puts on the floor. Dribbles to the Red Hawk logo. Crossover dribble. Gives up her dribble. Tries to pass it. It's deflected. Loose on the floor and stolen away. Addison Williams able to pass up ahead to Contreras. Near side wing. Dieter's trying to reach in. She can't get it. Good ball handling by Contreras. Lobs it to the top of the key. Three balls straight away. That one is pure. Addison Williams makes the first field goal for Hiawatha, and it's 4-3 Red Hawk lead with 2 minutes expired in this opening quarter. A little bit of a breath. They would get across half court. Pulling up is Kuckelman from 13 feet, way off the mark. Offensive rebound. Putback is no good. Nice defense by Elker to turn the shot and rebound Addison Williams. Pop up ahead. Risky pass to Nelson, and she will give it up to Addison Williams. She'll slow down. Coach Jasper calls out the play. From the Hiawatha logo, dribbles to her left. Loosely defended by Tatum Kramer, who stands at the three-point line. And Williams has it taken away by Dieters, trying to finish it on her own right side, and she's fouled, going up by Addison Williams. Fantastic hands by Dieters. Just went and took it from her. And Dieters will go to the free-throw line. Mentioned this is the bugaboo for the Panthers early on in this young season. She's shooting 38.5%, which leads the team from the free throw line. First one on the way is no good. Too strong that time. She'll get one more go at it here. Trying to tie this one up. Peter shot the free throw ball very well, over 80% last year. That one is good. Her first points of the game. We are tied 4-4, 5.5 to go, first quarter. Across half court, Contreras lobs it up ahead to Williams. Into the corner, three ball on the way for Claire Quamley, rebound Peters. That one's too strong. Peters across half court, far side corner. Puckman will try a three. That one is off the heel, loose ball into the corner, saved by Williams, into the hands of Quamley. Nice hustle. Hiawatha wanting to run. Contreras, lob down low. Spin, turnaround jumper, high off the backboard, no good for Kenzie Nelson. Rebound Owen Dieters. Defended by Williams across that court. Lob near side corner. Wraparound pass into the post. Going to work is Isabel Haverkamp, and she is fouled going up. Isabel Haverkamp, one of the role players for this Centralia team. One of the highest scorers on the team, but she'll give you some good minutes, some good defense. First free throw on the way is no good after the personal foul by Abby Elfner. That is the 13th foul. A couple of substitutions for Centralia. Tava Gibbs, her first time in the ball game. Hayden Kramer checking in as well. One more chance for Isabel Haverkamp. That one is pure. Centralia 2-for-4 from the free throw line early. And it's 5-4 Centralia. 4:47 left to go in this first quarter. A little bit of a press once again by the Panthers. It's man-to-man. Contreras gets by Dieters across that court. Pass far side corner. Long two on the way. Too strong by Elfner. Rebound held in by Hayden Kramer. So bring it up herself. Cross half court. Defended heavily by Kenzie Nelson. Cross court pass. Dieters thought about the long three and she travels. Took two steps after she got the ball and had faked it, took that extra step. 4.5 to go first quarter, 5-4 Centralia, still our score. Williams gets it across that court. Contreras and a pass into the corner to nobody. You think it was intended for Quamley, but she wasn't calling for the ball. And Coach Jasper wants to talk things over. A step aside for 30 seconds is Centralia 5, Hiawatha 4, with 4:23 to go in the first quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Hiawatha, the home team, the Red Hawks, they trail by a point here on 92.1 FM, KMZA, and simulcasting on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net. Panthers with the ball out of the break. Here's a lob to Gibbs, and once again, Thompson calling for it. She was open for a split second. Kick far side corner, and Hayden Kramer knocks down the three. Australia, a couple of three-pointers. 8-4, now the lead, their largest of the game. Here's a pass up ahead to Contreras, and she can't handle it. Pass was too high for Madison Williams. It's a turnover. Before getting to half court, Panthers get it right back. Gibbs and Thompson down low, along with Josie Haverkamp as well. High post catch, Gibbs tries the 15-footer. That's off the mark, offensive rebound. Turn around, shot for Josie Haverkamp. It's no good, but she's fouled. I mean, the fourth foul against Hiawatha, and they will be in the double bonus the rest of the quarter. That one's against Claire Quamley. That's her first. And of those four team fouls, none of the players have multiple personal fouls. Good news for the Red Hawks, at least. First free throw for Josie Haverkamp is good. Peters down low to rebound for Centralia. On the near side, here's the second one as she spins the far side. As that one is good, so she goes 2-for-2. And it's now 10-4. 7-0 run for Centralia. It was 4-3. from the Hiawatha logo. Williams past the far side. Dangerous one. Lob down low. Nice look for Elfner. Turns and makes it. Her second field goal make of the season. And Abby Elfner makes it 10-6. Gibbs across half court. Past far side corner. Kramer. High post catch for Gibbs. And shot. And the paint is good. Actually, correction. That's Josie Haberkamp. She has four. And it's 12-6. Once again, full court press from Centralia. Man to man. Cross half court. Lob up ahead. Elfner. Far side corner with it. Play is now called by Coach Jasper with Addison Williams running the points. Centralia in man-to-man defense. Coming off a curl to make the catch is Contreras. She passes the far side, and that's out of the reach of Kenzie Nelson. It's another turnover. And Centralia will bring Tatum Kramer and Tori Puckelman back into the ballgame. Cora Thompson will exit, so will Owen Dieters. She will come to the bench for a quick breather. Dieters, their leading scorer, averaging 22 minutes per game. So she had some foul trouble early on in her young career, trying to avoid that this year. A turnaround jumper, 15-foot over Tava Gibbs. No good left side. Offensive rebound, no good on the putback. But once again, Josie Haberkamp off to a nice start in this ballgame. She will go back to the free throw line after the first personal foul by Aaliyah Contreras. Two for two, her last trip to the charity stripe. First one's on the way, and that one is no good. Halfway down, it popped out. And substitution for Hiawatha, it'll be Laura Lears checking in for Aaliyah Contreras. Darcy Lears, last week in this matchup, scored 28 points. They fell just short. And Centralia, the second one is good. So she is 3-for-4 from the free throw line. She has 5 points and is the leading scorer in this game with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-6 Centralia. Williams calls out the play from the Red Hawk logo midcourt. Now Kramer comes to the defender. She dribbles to her right. Crossover dribble back to her left. First touch of the game for Laura Lears. Dribbles to her right. Entry pass to Elfner. Makes the catch. Three Panthers converge, so she gets it out of there. Stop the key catch. Go back to work as Williams. Dribbles to her left a couple times. And she'll hand it off. Nelson goes from side to side. Lears bounce pass down low, and Twombly gets it out of there. Good defense from Centralia in this possession so far. Hiawatha protecting the basketball. High post catch Elfner. She'll get it back out of there once again. Dribbles to her right. Back to Elfner. Going to try a contested three, and that one is good. Got to get her going. She's got five, and it's now 13-9. 1.5 to go. Catch Kramer far side. Lob to Kuckelman. And she'll lob it inside, down low, Josie Haberkamp. Turn around, shot is short, offensive rebound, Gibbs, and she's fouled. And Abby Elfner has picked up her second personal foul, and just like that, we might not see her for at least the rest of this quarter. But we will see. Maybe Coach Jasper is feeling bold and going to leave her in the ballgame and trust her senior to make wise decisions. Tava Gibbs going to the free throw line. First one on the way is good. Her first points of this game. Centralia coming into this game struggling from the charity stripe. They have scored 5 of their 14 points from the free throw line. Your head coach, Seth Thompson, got to love to see that, as that one is good as well. So Gibbs goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line, and it's 15-9 with 1:38 to go in this first quarter. Favor of the Panthers. Williams trying to get this Red Hawks offense going. That's the far side wing to Contreras. Top of the key catch for Twombly. Dribbles to her left. Catch near side wing for Williams. Looking inside. Trying to find Nelson. Can't find her. So she gives it up to the top of the key to Lears instead. Far side wing catch for Contreras. Puts on the floor. Now top of the key catch Nelson. Coming off the screen. And catches Lears. Catch in the middle of the court again. It's really tough defense. And poked away by Hayden Kramer. They're going to call a foul on her, though. On the reach in. Second team foul against the Panthers. And Owen Dieters will check back in with 1:09 to go. Coming in for Josie Haberkamp. And again, what a fantastic first quarter for her. Leads Centralia in scoring with 5, a 2-point field goal, and 3 free throws. Inbound far side gets it into the backcourt to Lears. Get back underway, defended by Kuckelman. Hands it off. Williams. Send it heavily by Hayden Kramer once again. Like the tough defensive points. Nelson drives, kick far side corner. Getting it out of there is Lears. Contreras thought about the three, now drives middle, falling away to her right, shot no good from 10 feet, rebound Owen Dieters of Centralia. 45 seconds, outlet pass, Tatum Kramer, far side wing, almost traveled with it, picking up that rear foot, but gets it right back, nice give and go, back to Kramer, gets the defender by her, shot no good, too strong, rebound Tate Gibbs though, one dribble, kicks it out. Tuckleman, Kramer, Dieters for three, just to the right of the top of the key, no good, rebound for Kenzie Nelson. 28 seconds for Hiawatha to respond, trailing 15-9 at home. Better by Dieters for getting to half court. Full court pass up ahead of Contreras. Drive baseline. Loses it. On the floor, she gets it back, and she travels. She rolled on top of Tori Kuckelman. And with 16.8 seconds left, the Panthers will have an opportunity to get the final score of this opening quarter. Dieters brings it up. Thompson met at half court. She gives it up to Kramer. Lob court. Pass far side back to Dieters. Kramer against this Hiawatha zone. Dribble, jump, stop, kick out. Three ball on the way for Tuckerman at the buzzer. No good. It was a good look. Didn't quite get it to fall, though. And after one, it's Australia 15 in Hiawatha 9. Let's set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
One quarter in the books. It's 15-9 in favor of Centralia. 5 points for Josie Haverkamp. Owen Dieters with just one free throw. 3 points apiece for Tatum Kramer and Hayden Kramer. And for Hiawatha, Abby Elfner leads the team with 5 points. As Centralia puts it on the floor. Excuse me, Hiawatha puts it on the floor. It's loose. You're able to get it back before it's turned over. From the logo, Williams. Defended by Core Thompson. High post catch. Kenzie Nelson goes to work. Kick far side. It's deflected by Dieters and stolen away. She was so good at getting in those passing lanes. Dribbles to the far side corner. Entry pass. Josie Haverkamp. Top of the key catch. Kramer. Lob down low court. Thompson. Far side short corner. Almost out of bounds, but she throws it away. Lee Contreras. Full court pass up ahead. Deflected. And out of bounds. This is the Centralia bench. Nice hands by Isabel Haverkamp. Spoke it free. 7:21 to go in the half. Hiawatha with the ball. On the inbound. On the near side, near the wing. Here's the entry pass to Laura Lears. And gives it back to Addison Williams. Knocked down a three-pointer in that first quarter. But she'll get it right back after briefly giving it up to Contreras, who gives it right back to her. Far side wing. Defending this tough man-to-man defense of Centralia that gave them a lot of headaches in that first quarter. On the inside for Nelson. They give it to her. Nice deflection from behind by Thompson. It's thrown away as Dieters. We'll bring it up for the Panthers. Pass near side wing. Kramer. Right back to Dieters. One drive. Going to fire a three off the dribble. Left side no good. And loose on the rebound on the floor. And picked up by Centralia. Thompson has it. From the far side block. It's poked free by Nelson. Still loose. Nelson has it. Outlet pass. Far side inside the corner. Swamley now double team. Trying to get it out of there. Time up called by Coach Jasper. Bit of a wild play there. But Hiawatha is awarded with the basketball. Trailing 15-9 with 6:35 remaining. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Hands of Land Radio.
6:35 remaining in the second quarter. 15-9, Centralia leading here in Hiawatha. And the Red Hawks, after getting the ball on a loose play, they'll have to go the full court here against Centralia's full court man-to-man. Williams bringing it up against Tatum Kramer. The far side wing. Into the corner, Laura Lears, she stepped out of bounds, went too far, unaware of her surroundings, tackled wide as well. And another turnover, Hiawatha had quite a few of those turnovers. They averaged 17 a game as compared to Australia's 14.5 turnovers per game, as Peters brings it up. Lob down low, trying to find her teammate, and it's too wide, and that one is a turnover against the Panthers. Looking for Cora Thompson from block to block, passes a little bit too quick. 6:13 to go in the half. Red Hawks get it right back. Contreras looking for some help. Dribbling up the far side. She almost fell. And now she does fall. And pass is thrown away. Dieters, breakaway layup is good. And Owen Dieters with her first field goal and her first point of the second quarter. It's 17-9. Contreras, again, bringing up herself. Runs into a double team. Gives up to Lears. Nice bounce pass far side. And Nelson lays up and in from the right side. Her first field goal of the game. She has three. And it's now 17-11. Kramer met by a double team. Long pass. Far side to Dieters. Give it right back to her near side wing. Looking inside. Can't find her teammate. So she puts on the floor. Bounce pass. Long two for Josie Haberkamp. And she knocked down another jumper. And that's her second field goal of the game. She had three free throws. Comes out to 7 points for her. Leads all scorers. It's 19-11. Pass deflected by Haberkamp. She saves it. No. She just had her foot on the line. Good hustle by Josie Haberkamp. And the freshman is making waves here, but she will come to the bench as we have a substitution. David Gibbs and Kramer checking in. Also, Hiawatha with a substitution as well. They bring in Kylie Nelson for the first time. As Leah Contreras gets a break, and they're going to call 5 seconds. Got the ball in to Lears, but not before the 5 second call. It's another Hiawatha turnover. Some of these being credited to Centralia's defense, and others being unforced errors from Hiawatha in this one. And Hiawatha going to their... Oh, wait, no. Are we reversing the call here? Looks like we're reversing the call. So Hiawatha's going to get the ball back. There was an explanation. There might have been a miscount by the official or something of the likes, but either way, Red Hawks get the ball back down by 8 with 5:08 remaining in the second quarter. And a high post pass is wide of the mark, and another Hiawatha turnover. So after the turnover, Kramer is going to bring the ball up with Peters not in the ball game for Centralia. Pass near side corner for Kramer. Is it to her sister, top of the key, long three for Hayden Kramer, a little bit short, and a rebound by Tori Kuckelman. Hayden Kramer calling for it, the lob it to her near side corner against his box and one defense. Possible pass, far side. Hayden Kramer almost travel with it, she'll drive left side, stops, gives it up to the top of the key for Kuckelman. Her pass almost deflected, finds Kramer, her jumper is no good from 17 feet, missing everything, rebound Kylie Nelson. Outlet pass up ahead to her sister, Kinsey Nelson, she gives it right back. Humphrey on the way, just to the left of the top of the key, no good, rebound Tatum Kramer. And as she put on the floor, nice hustle by Kylie Nelson to get the jump ball. Kylie Nelson, the 5'5 freshman. Getting her hand in on that play. Possession arrow, though, is in favor of Centralia, and Owen Dieters will check in for Tatum Kramer to give her a break. 4:20 remaining in the second quarter, 19-11. Far side wing pass to Hayden Kramer. The top of the key, pass far side. Tori Kuckelman gets it right back to Hayden. Nice pass, nice find, but through the hands of Isabel Haberkamp. That's a missed opportunity that time for the Panthers. Had her down low, far side block, excuse me, near side block. That's kind of an open. It's been kind of the hole in the defense for Hiawatha, but Charlie's not been able to snuff it out. It did that time, but results in a turnover as we're halfway through the second quarter. Offense has been difficult for both teams. As a pass to the near side corner, deflected out of bounds by Tori Kuckelman. Centralia has outscored Hiawatha just 4-2 here in this opening 4 minutes and 7 seconds of the second quarter. Dribbling out of the corner to the middle of the court is Addison Williams. That's far side. Kenzie Nelson tries up for three, and that one's good. And Kenzie Nelson now with 6 points. Five of those coming in this frame. It is 19-14. Redhawks back within two possessions. Owen Dieters pass deflected inside for Isabel Haberkamp, and she gets it out of there. Dieters with a runner, tipped up off the miss, gets her on miss, and she's fouled on the floor. First foul of the second quarter. And that one will go against Kylie Nelson. Abby Elfner of Hiawatha has two personal fouls. She is in the ballgame at the moment as Court Thompson checks in for Tori Kuckelman. Dieters the inbounder, setting a screen for Hayden Kramer. Can't find her. Now they will go ahead and throw it into her. Back to Dieters. Lob down low. Tava Gibbs goes to work from the near side block. Preston turns around. No dribble. Shot off the side of the backboard. Loose on the floor in the middle of the paint. And a foul is going to be called as Kylie Nelson again with a hustle on the bottom of that pile, clearly with possession of it. And who's this foul going to be on? It's going to be against Cora Thompson, her first. Team's first as well, third of the ballgame against the Panthers. Williams brings it up, far side. Defended by Dieters heavily. She hands it off to Kylie Nelson. She switches. Pass far side wing. Nelson another three. That one too strong off the heel. Rebound. Sealed in by the sophomore Cora Thompson. Nice lob down low. Finding Isabel Haberkamp and a whistle and a travel as she stuttered her steps trying to make that catch. It was a nice lob down low to Owen Dieters, but it had a tough time hauling it in. 2:54 left to go second quarter. Centralia 19, Hiawatha 14. Williams will bring it up against the Panthers defense. Goes to the far side, defended by Dieters. Forcing her right. Again, all up in her. Good heavy defense by Dieters. Gets around her, though. The short corner, kicks it out. Three ball on the way by Abby Elfner, no good. Rebound by Tava Gibbs. Outlet Dieters, looking to push. Superstar junior guard brings up the near side. Jump stop, kick it in the corner. Hayden Kramer for three. Off the backboard once again. Rebound Tava Gibbs underneath the basket. Shut up, good, uncontested. And she gets her first field goal of the game. She has four. And timeout called by head coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia. Touchdown lead for the Panthers. It's 21-14 with 2:17 to go. This will be a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMVA.
21-14 Centralia, TVL versus Big 7 here in Hiawatha. 2:17 to go here in the second quarter. Hiawatha with the ball out of the break. Having a tough time inbounding, and it's stolen away by Dieters. 2-on-1, little floater, good. And junior guard, Owen Dieters, what a season she's having. 5 for her tonight. Getting the turnover and paying it off with a little floater. Able to get across half court with Lears this time. And Williams will call the play, at least try to, as Dieters deflects her pass. Once again, defending the point very well. Far side wing three for Elfner. That one is good! Abby Elfner with her second three, her first points of this frame. She has 8. She leads all scorers. And it's now 23-17. Lob inside through 3 defenders. Tips was intended for Thompson into the hands of Joseph Haberkamp. She's fouled going up. And she'll get a pair of free throws. That one goes against Kylie Nelson. That'll be her second personal. Team foul number 2. 1:35 to go in this second quarter. Centralia was in the double bonus in the first quarter. First free throw on the way, and that one is too strong. Haberkamp was 3-for-4 in the first quarter from the free throw line. And Elfner will come to the bench. Back in the ballgame is Claire Twomley for the Redhawks. Let's the second one go. That one is good. So she goes 1 for 2 here. She has 9, and now a foul on the inbound. I think it's going to go against Owen Dieters, and it will. That'll be her first personal. The correction, Josie Haverkamp with 8 points so far. 4 of those from the free throw line, 4 on 2-point makes. 1:34 to go, second quarter, 24-17, Centralia leading on the road. Williams almost carried it. She lost the dribble, and now she travels. Heavily pressured up the sideline, Kramer and Dieters, the two most physical defenders here tonight so far for the Panthers, combined to force another Hiawatha turnover. Kuckelman and Tatum Kramer will check in for Josie Haverkamp and Cora Thompson for the Panthers. Kaden Kramer will inbound it to Dieters, and we're back underway with 1:25 to go in the half. Kaden Kramer from the top of the key, in and out dribble, stops, gives it up Tatum Kramer. Rolls from the far side to the near side. Lob inside, Tava Gibbs. Pressure goes to work, has it stripped out of there, thrown away. Kylie Nelson comes away with it after Williams deflected it. She'll get it right back. Williams is fouled hard, going up by Tatum Kramer. And that'll be her second personal foul. We'll send her to the free throw line. Just the second trip to the free throw line for Hiawatha. And their first since early in the first quarter. 1:05 to go. First free throw on the way. That one is no good. Williams with 3 points so far. Hit a 3-point field goal early in the first quarter. No substitutions from either team here. Second one from Williams is good. Peters to bring it up. The near side against the Hiawatha zone with 1 minute to go. Kane Kramer. Pass near side corner to her sister, Tatum. Drives baseline. Double team. Kicks it out. Corner to corner pass. Tatum Kramer for 3. Far side wing off the backboard and the rim and no good. Loose ball. Near side. Goes out of bounds. It'll go to Hiawatha. Chance to possibly make this a one possession game for the Redhawks. They can knock down another 3. They've made 4 so far. 2 from Elfner, 1 from Williams, and 1 from Nelson. Williams brings it up. Pass to Kylie Nelson. Pass fake to her sister. Pass to far side. Anthony Nelson from the corner. Lob inside. Deflected by hitting Kramer, but into the hands of Twomley. And then out of the hands of Twomley and off her leg and out of bounds. And another Hiawatha turnover. 33.1 seconds left. Centralia can hold this for their final shot if they want to. Cedars brings this across half court. Hayden Kramer. Top of the key. Pass deflected into the hands of Kuckelman. Lob to Hayden Kramer with 20 seconds. High post catch for Gibbs. Dribbles left side. Kick out. 15 seconds. Tuckelman, cross court pass near side. Hayden Kramer drives baseline. Pulls up. 10-footer with 10 seconds left. No good. Rebound Hiawatha with 7 seconds left. Outlet pass with 5. Trying to get to half court. Across half court with 3 seconds left. 3 ball in the way for Kylie Nelson. Heavily defended. No good. And that is how the second quarter comes to a close. 24-18 is our score. A close one and a good one here in Hiawatha. We'll step aside for a couple minutes and come back with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in the bubble, 24-18 is our score in favor of the visitors from the Twin Valley League, the Centralia Panthers, ranked number 10 in the state. Taking a look at some of our first half stats from this one, leading the way for Hiawatha as they have just three total scores so far. And that would be Abby Elfner. She has 8 with a pair of three-pointers that she knocked down. Addison Williams has 4 points. And Kinsey Nelson has 6 with a three-pointer and a two-point field goal as well here in the second quarter. As for Centralia, they have 6 total scores already. 8 for Josie Haberkamp to lead the way, including 4 free throws. Also, 5 points for Owen Dieters, made a couple of two-point field goals in the second quarter. 4 points for Tava Gibbs, 3 apiece for Tatum Kramer and Hayden Kramer, who both made three-point field goals in the first quarter, and a free throw make for Isabel Haberkamp. So in that first quarter, it was close at the beginning. It was a 4-1 lead for Hiawatha, but then Centralia went on a 9-0 run to take a 10-4 lead. And after that, they've been kind of holding Hiawatha off by 2 or 3 possessions for pretty much the rest of the game so far. Hiawatha has had opportunities throughout the second quarter to get back within a possession, but they have been plagued by turnovers and missed jumpers. They've had some opportunities, as mentioned from beyond the arc. They've gotten some good looks. But also, huge credit to Centralia's defense that has been pretty suffocating, forcing those turnovers. And also, Centralia hasn't really been able to spread the ball around a whole lot and be able to work around the perimeter. It's been a lot of one pass, two pass, quick shot, and that's it. So big credit to Centralia's defense here so far. And taking a look at some of our scores around our area here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. So halftime between Nemaha Central and Holton and the Thunder after that tough, tough loss against St. Mary's, where they had just a really awful night shooting in around about 2 or 5 feet. Had a lot of missed opportunities. They had a lot of offensive rebounds, but just missed a lot of bunnies around the paint. They bounced back nicely. They lead Holton at the half 24-14. And also, battle between two teams that are in Hiawatha's sub-state standings. Royal Valley leads against Sabetha 19-15. And you can catch both of those games as well on our website, mscsports.net, if you like. And we are way behind in our Jackson Heights game as Brendan Prophet does such a great job with the Cobra Channel. That one apparently just a few minutes ago just got underway, so they are way behind there in Jackson Heights. All right, so once again, our score at the break is 24-18, thanks to 8 points from Josie Haberkamp off the bench for the Panthers. We'll go ahead and step aside for a few minutes, and we'll come back with second half action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online hineandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
The Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Hiawatha, 24-18, our score. Centralia leading at Hiawatha. Taking a look at our keys to the second half, starting off with the Panthers. Now we need to capitalize on finding your creases in the defense. There have been a lot of creases in this Hiawatha defense, mainly down low in the block, but Centralia hasn't really been able to squeeze the passes through there. A lot of them have been tipped, deflected, or even intercepted. Got to be able to time those passes right, zip them in there, catch them, and make your turnaround jumpers in the block. That's for Hiawatha. Got to protect the basketball a lot better here in the second half. It was a big issue for pretty much everybody on the team. And a big credit to Centralia's defense. They made it tough, but Hiawatha has to take care of the basketball and not turn it over, especially on some of those unforced errors, like he had a five-second call multiple times, one time on the inbound and one just dribbling it up. Got to be able to protect the basketball a lot better here in the second half. Charlie's going to bring out Owen Dieters, Isabel Haberkamp, Core Thompson, Tatum Kramer, and Tori Kuckelman. Again, in their road black uniforms with the orange letters and numbers with the orange and white accent as well. As for Hiawatha, they bring in Addison Williams, Aaliyah Contreras, Kenzie Nelson, as well as Abby Elfner and Claire Twomley. So both going with their starting five right out of the gate. And we're back underway. Red Hawks with the ball first. Again, 24-18, our score. High post catch, Abby Elfner. Give and go. Drive right side. Layup. Good. Off the glass. That was executed perfectly. You know that was drawn up by Coach Jasper in the locker room. Here's what we're going to do. Right out of the break, let's execute it. And they did just that. Smallest deficit for Hiawatha in quite some time here. Entry pass going to work. Down low is for Thompson. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound, Abby Elfner. Chance for Hiawatha to get within a possession for the first time since early in the first quarter. Then at half court is Williams by Dieter. She deflects the pass and is out of bounds. You want to protect the basketball when Owen Dieters is just so disruptive. It should be so difficult to just get a pass faster. Near side, inbound it into the backcourt for Contreras. Back underway. Cross half court, crossover dribble near side. Trying to get the hit off to Williams again. Dieter's disrupting, driving near side, stopped by Cora Thompson. Feed to Elkner for three, a little bit too strong. Rebound Owen Dieter's. Coming into today, leading the team in rebounding at 4 rebounds per game. Drive far side, Kramer, shoving a defender. Dieter's fake pass, well done. Into the corner, Kramer, entry pass. One dribble, shot no good off his glass. And that's going to be a jump ball as Haverkamp trying to squeeze through a couple of Redhawk defenders in possession arrow favors Centralia. 6:52 to go, third quarter, 24-20 Panthers looking for their first basket of this third quarter. Running their inbound play, not a lot of movement here. And off to Dieter's far side corner. Dribble underneath the basket, getting past Elfner to the near side corner. Stops, looks on, lob pass. Near side wing, Huckleman again, trying to find the crease in the defense in the post. Thompson was open, couldn't get it to her. Kramer in trouble at half court, has to give it up to Ford Thompson. Drives baseline, pass Elfner. Nice wraparound pass to Isabel Haverkamp, and she's fouled going up. Two free throws coming for Isabel Haverkamp after the personal foul committed by Aaliyah Contreras, her second, team's first. Isabel Haverkamp went 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the first half. First one on the way. That one is good. 6:31 remaining in this third quarter. Contreras, despite committing the personal, stays in the game. Second one by Haverkamp is no good, and a rebound goes to the Redhawks. And nice outlet pass up ahead to Williams, and she'll lay it up and in. Her second field goal of the half. It's now 25-22. 3-point game, one possession game. Dieter's drives far side. Pass fake. She's in trouble. Lob pass near side corner. Kramer. Couple dribbles to the middle. Now stopped by Contreras. Good defense by the Redhawks here. Lob pass. Thompson. Far side block. They find her. Down low. She is immediately met by a couple of Redhawks, but she gets it out of there. Step back 3-pointer by Dieter's from the near side corner. No good. Rebound Kramer. Put back on the way. No good. Short. Rebound Abby Elkner. But coming there to get it away from her own Dieter's. They're going to say it's a jump ball. That was a very quick whistle. Looked to me like that was just a straight takeaway by the junior guard for Centralia. But as a result, Hiawatha gets the ball back, 25-22. 5:51 remaining in the third quarter. Nice poke by Dieter's far side into the corner, dives after it. And out of bounds, it'll go to Hiawatha. Again, that's the hustle, the tenacity, and the tenaciousness of the All-State guard, Owen Dieter's. Hasn't had her best day offensively, but making up for it on the defensive side of the ball. She has 5 points on the ball game. Lindsay Nelson brings it across half court. In trouble, gave up her dribble. Near side corner, Twomley. She looks on, hands it back. Williams sweeps through, defended by Dieter's. And she will hand it off to Contreras. She gets past Dieter's, bounce pass. Twomley, mid-range jumper. Good! 8-footer for Claire Twomley. Her first points of the game, and it's 25-24. Here come the Redhawks, outscoring Centralia 6-1 early in this third quarter. 5:13 to go. Dieter's gave up her dribble. Kramer cuts to the basket, makes the catch. Couple dribbles, kicks it back out to Dieter's. Head fake. Drives middle, jump stop, shot off the glass. Too strong, offensive rebound. Hooked by Haverkamp, no good. Declared Twomley, who missed the personal. And that is her second personal. Contreras, Twomley, Elfner, and Kylie Nelson all two personal fouls. That is the second team foul with 5:02 to go in the third. Free throws coming up here for Isabel Haverkamp once again. First one on the way is good. She is 3-for-5 now from the free throw line. That's where she has gotten all of her points. Ava Gibbs and Keelan Renby checking in for the first time tonight. Tatum Kramer, Tori Kuckelman exiting. Second free throw on the way. That one is good as well. Her first time going 2-for-2 from the line. She now has 4. And it's 27-24. Hiawatha possibly a chance to tie it with a 3-point make. Inbound Nelson, pass up ahead across to Williams, and her pass is deflected by Josie Haverkamp, stolen away by Gibbs. Her pass up ahead is met by 3 players who all collide in the stoppage of play. What's the call here? They just blew the whistle. I don't know what they're going to call, and they're going to say it's a foul on Aaliyah Contreras. That's her third personal. Everybody appears to be okay. That'll be the third team foul. Peters will inbound it at half court. Inbound goes to Kramer at half court. Pass the far side wing. Rempe with their first touch of the game. We're back deflected and stolen away. Rempe commits a turnover. Another opportunity for the Redhawks after they were unable to score on their last drive. Williams defended by Aberkamp. Beg your pardon, by Kramer. And has it stolen away by Dieters. Going the other way. Right side layup. Good off the glass. Falling away. Owen Dieters makes her first points of the second half. But a timeout is called. It's back to the two-possession lead for Centralia. With 4:26 to go, it's 29-24. Panthers set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
4:26 remaining in the third quarter. 29-24 Centralia. The Redhawks got within a couple. And some free throws from Isabel Haberkamp, giving them, and also a field goal make by Owen Dieters has given them a two-position lead once again. Got a good one here in Hiawatha. Coach Jasper taking some extra time out of the break. Rempe, Hayden Kramer, Dieters, Josie Haberkamp, and Tava Gibbs in for Centralia. Hiawatha with the ball in the inbound. They'll go the full distance of the court on the inbound. Give it to Nelson, who's double-teamed in his zone press here. She trips and falls. Loses the ball, gives up to Dieters after the steal by Kramer, and she lays it up and in. A steal and a score, Dieters now has 9. Almost another steal, but the inbound gets through to Contreras. She'll bring it across that court, comes behind as Kramer almost swiped it away. He gave it up to Addison Williams. Dribbles to her left, defended by Dieters. She poked it away, and that goes out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia, last touch by Addison Williams. That is all hustle by Owen Dieters. She has been like a gnat. Will not go away. Will not give you any space. Here's double teamed. Cross half court. Bumps. Nothing called. Gives it up to Kramer. Far side. Stops the wing. Dieters. Head fake. Lob down low to Gibbs. Shot off the glass and good. A little bit of contact as well. Nothing called. Gibbs has 6. And the freshman puts Centralia up 33-24. Now a 6-0 run. Made that 7-0 run. Now a 5-second call against Hiawatha, as Williams couldn't get it in. It was 26-24. Now it's 33-24. Inbound for Dieters. Hayden Kramer. That's where pass is intercepted by Aaliyah Contreras. And pass is behind her intended target, though. Claire Twomley on the outlet. And it's out of bounds. Back to Centralia. Another one of those unforced errors from the Red Hawks. And Tatum Kramer will give Owen Dieters a breather here. Kramer the inbound. Gives it up to Rempe. Back to Kramer. Trying to give it to her sister. Instead, lobs it down low inside of Josie Haberkamp. Turn around jumper. No good over Elfner. Picks up in the air. Loose. Gibbs trying to save it. She does to Rempe. Rempe will give it up to Tatum Kramer. She's going to be double teamed, but she'll get out of there. Hand it off to her sister, Hayden Kramer. Almost double dribbled it. She'll give it up to Rempe. Rempe dribbles to her left. Into the corner. Stops. Out of Hayden Kramer. Fires away a 3. Oh, it rolls in there. Spun around for a half a century. Finally fell. She has 6. That's her second field goal of the ball game. It's 36-24. Inbound near half court. Goes to Swanley. She'll hand it back. And Williams brings it across half court. 10-0 run, and now Coach Jasper will call a timeout, and we will as well with 2:36 left to go in the third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KMZA.
36-24 Centralia on a 10-0 run with 2:36 to go in this third quarter. Take a look at the scores around our area. Valley Heights girls leading Republic County 12-7 at the end of the first quarter, early in that ball game. Also have Topeka Hayden trailing 12-11, but they're playing Class 5A, number 6 in the state in Class 5A, Emporia. 12-11 to score after a quarter there. That's your scoring update brought to you by Old House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Old House vehicles have you seen today? OldHouseAutoHouse.com. And down for the Red Hawks, gives it to Elfner. Your side elbow, hands it back. Nelson thought about the three off the dribble, said gives it up. Williams from the top of the key, defended by Dieters, giving her problems all night long. As a result, Williams has had a tough time getting to a flow. Williams, again, trying to get rid of it, now does so. Kelly Nelson, near side wing, back to Williams. Top of the key, 2:13 to go. Bounce pass, Nelson looking down low, lobs it for Elfner. Near side short corner, steps back. Pass for Nelson, goes through, almost goes in the backcourt, and Tatum Kramer just takes it away. Miscommunication by the Redhawks leads to a turnover. Kramer gives it up. Dieters, head fake, one dribble, fires away a three, far side wing, halfway down, pops out of there, rebound by Nelson. Good look by Dieters off the dribble. Nelson will give it up to Williams, again defended by Dieters. Swiping at the ball, gives it up near side, Nelson. Drives baseline, spins to the inside, and almost traveled. Yes, she did travel. 1:38 to go. A 4-for-4 Wendy's substitution here. Sponsored by Wendy's, but 4-for-4. Don't have that anymore, though, unfortunately. And now they'll go the full 5-for-5 now. So it's Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe, Cora Thompson, Kava Gibbs, and Josie Haberkamp in for the Panthers. Also in is Danny Morton for the first time for Hiawatha. Kane Kramer, top of the key, dribbles the far side. It's bumped a little bit by Nelson. High post catch by Thompson, and he's pushed and fouled. That'll be the fourth team foul against Hiawatha here in the third. That one goes against Kenzie Nelson. That's her second. Charlie will have a double bonus the rest of the way for the remaining 1:21 in the quarter. Inbound. Rempe has an open look for three. Nice stroke, and she knocks it through. Keelan Rempe with her first points of the ball game. It's 39-24, a 13-0 Centralia run. In trouble is Morton. She gets rid of it. She'll get it right back, though, across that floor, breaking the press. Bounce pass is out of the hands of Nelson. Nice throw off of Gibbs. Keep it alive, and the Red Hawks will maintain possession, and Shirley will do another 4-for-4 substitution. Dieters, Kuckelman, Tatum Kramer, and Isabel Haberkamp checking in. Hayden Kramer, the lone girl staying in for the Panthers. Here's the lob in the inbound to the near corner. Williams, defended by Dieters once again. Rolls to the top of the key. Now his upper dribble in trouble. Pass to Kelly Nelson. Spins the inside. Stops at the far side elbow, gets it out of there. Tough defense continuing for Trillio with 43 seconds left in the quarter. It looks the far side corner is Williams, defended by Dieters, almost right in front of her, and now a foul's going to be called on Dieters, and she's not happy about that. That is her second personal. 39.9 seconds left in the quarter. Nelson, the inbounder, give it to Williams in the backcourt. Cross half court, met by Dieters there. And Dieters just took it away from her as she was just dribbling with it. Near side wing, Dieters defended heavily now into the corner. Loban looks for Kramer. That's blocked by Elfner, but a rebound by Isabel Haberkamp. She gets out to Dieters. Top of the key, drive right side, 20 seconds. Gets past the defender. Nobody there to help. And she lays it in. Dieters with 6 in the corner, 11 for the game with 15 seconds left. It's 41-24. bumps, dribbling it across half court is Danny Morton, and they give the foul call to Tatum Kramer. That'll be her third personal. And team foul number two with 10.3 seconds left in the quarter. Decor Thompson will check in for one more opportunity to score before the end of the quarter for Hiawatha. In trouble, pass deflected, it's thrown away by Dieters. 3-on-1 fast break on the other way, bounce pass, and losing the pass underneath is Kramer, but she kicks it out. 3 seconds left, and cross-court pass, Dieters has to fire it up at the buzzer, no good. And that is how the quarter comes to a close on a 15-0 run for the Panthers. Our score going into the fourth quarter is 41-24. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Here we go to the fourth quarter, 41-24 in favor of Centralia, ending on a 15-0 run to give themselves a nice lead going into the fourth. Is that pass deflected out of there by Abby Elter? Australia with the ball, far side. Owen Dieters leading all scores with 11 points. Inbound, Josie Haberkamp fires away along two. That's short, gets her on miss. Bounce past Tatum Kramer. Drives, pulls up, good on their little runner. And Tatum Kramer with the first point of this fourth quarter. Here's Addison Williams with it. She's got 8 points. Leading Australia up. Leading Hiawatha in this ballgame. Nelson kicks it out to Elfner for three. Contested, no good. Loose ball picked up by Nelson. Kicks it out of there. Pump fake by Williams. Gives it up to Nelson. She'll drive middle. Has a lane. Floater off the eye off the glass. Gets it to fall. Tough shot for Kenzie Nelson. Her first make since the second quarter. She has eight. And it's 43-26. Only four scorers in the game for the Redhawks. Nice pass down low. Shot off the glass. Again, Josie Haberkamp. Banks one home. She now has 10. She's the second player for either team to get to double-digit scoring. In trouble is Morton. The pass deflected by Kramer. Stolen away by Dieters. 2-on-2 fast break. Dieters in the middle of the paint. Shot off with the glass. No good. Offensive rebound Gibbs. Putback is good, but they're going to wave it off and say the foul was on the floor. And the foul is going to go against Addison Williams. That'll be her second personal, team's first. 6:45 left to go in the ballgame. 45-26. Hiawatha with Centralia 17-2 run. Try to make it 20-2 with a three by Dieters in the corner. No good. Rebound Rempe, though, of the Panthers. Another chance. Kramer, high ball catch for Gibbs. Drives, middle spins, and she travels. And as a result, Panthers going to go into a press here, given the Red Hawks a lot of issues. Giving up a dribble, high pass, almost thrown away by Morton. And Williams double dribbled with it. And it's another Hiawatha turnover. Mentioned at the half that they needed to clean the turnovers up here in the second half, and they did it first. Red Hawks got within two. It was 26-24. Well, all of a sudden now it's 45-26. Peters gets past her defender, drives, kicks, mid-range jumper, no good, Josie Haberkamp. Rebound Contreras, so one to run. Fast break opportunity, Morton far side, makes it from the left side with her right hand, makes it home. And her first basket of the game, makes it 45-28 with 2 minutes gone here in this fourth. Kramer is tripped up by Morton, and she'll pick up the personal, that'll be her first. Reminder that we have our post-game show coming up, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. We'll crown our player of the game as Trillia subs in four players. Hiawatha gets a substitution as well as Quentin Boy in for the first time for the Red Hawks. Get you ready for the boys' game coming up here in just a little bit. 50-49, a Trillia win against Hiawatha a year ago. What a game that one was. It's lob for Rempe for a three in your side wing, and she knocks it through. Keelan Rempe with her second three of the game. She has six, since 48-28. Pass deflected from behind. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Red Hawks. So it's now a 22-4 run for Centralia. Here is the inbound to Contreras. She'll go to the far side with it. Spins to the inside, driving and kicking. Gordon gives it up. Boy dribbles to her left. Pass is almost intercepted by Kramer, but finds hands of Contreras. In trouble, pass far side. Quinn Boy hands it back. Contreras defended by Hayden Kramer heavily. A fantastic job defending tonight for Centralia. Far side three on the way, no good from the wing. Rebound by Hayden Kramer on the miss from Quinn Boy. Bob up ahead, far side. Rempe's thinking about another three. Instead, she gives it up. Hayden Kramer double team back to Rempe. Bob's down low. Nice decision to give it into Core Thompson. Swing to the inside. It's deflected by Nelson and a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Red Hawks. Looking pretty good for Centralia to get to 2-1 after losing their season opener to Nemaha Central 40-33 and then a blowout win over Caravel Latin School on Tuesday. Now a timeout is called by Coach Jasper of Hiawatha. We'll take it with them. Timeout. This will be a 60-second break. It is a 60-second break. Let's take all 60 seconds of this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528. 3528.
KMZA.
Centralia leading Hiawatha 48-28. Three-pointer no good. Offensive rebound by the Red Hawks. It's been a dominant second half for the Panthers with a 22-4 run currently going on in favor of the Panthers, of course. Contreras trying to get away from a defender, hands it back to Nelson, who hands it off to Quinn Boy. Looking down low, trying to post up is Abby Elfner to lob it into her. Nice defense by Isabel Haberkamp, and a beautiful save by Hayden Kramer behind her head, and they get the steal. Lob up ahead to Rempe. She's knocked down a couple of threes here in this game. Give it up. Cockleman, high post pass to Hayden Kramer, is deflected and stolen away in the corner near side by Aaliyah Contreras. Now let to Elfner. She'll bring it up from the far side. It's a boy. She'll try her second three of the ballgame. That one misses everything. Rebound by Rempe. Rempe double team, and she'll try to give it up to Buckleman. Pass too high. It's loose. And stolen away by Boy. Going the other way. Nelson gives it up to Boy. Back to Nelson from the near side. Top of the key catch. Contreras. Three straight away. That one no good. Rebound Tori Buckleman of Centralia. 3.5 now left to go. Score still 48-28. Again, folks, this was a 26-24 ball game with about 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Hiawatha got off to a nice start in the third quarter. Centralia started getting their defense back on track, started getting some more steals and scoring on those in transition. Here's that wing catch. Nice jab step by Kuckelman to get some distance from her defender. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebound to the Panthers. Three off the dribble. Brain Kramer from the top of the key is no good. Loose ball on the rebound. Picked up by Contreras in the corner. Throws it off by Kramer. And they're going to say that Contreras was out. Foot was on the line, so Centralia will retain possession. Down near side. We're back underway. Rempe trying to shake a couple of defenders. Now gives up a dribble and taken away by Boyd from the jump ball. Possession arrow now favors Panthers. So looking at the upcoming schedule for Centralia, their next game is going to be a TVL showdown, their first one of the year against Onegas. Now a foul in the inbound against Hiawatha. They follow that up with a home game against Washington County and wrap up their pre-Christmas break portion of the schedule with a game against NEK Homeschool. And now a turnover against the Panthers with 2:41 to go, still 48-28. And a rough night for the Redhawks. Taking a look at their schedule. They got Nemaha Central coming up next. Tough showdown there. That will be in Seneca. Next Tuesday, the next Friday, Hiawatha will host Fulton. And then, yikes, they got to host Riverside in their game before the break. So not much of a break before the break, if you will, for Hiawatha. Bumped on the drive. Nelson and one. Well done by Kinsey Nelson. She has 10. First Red Hawk with double-digit scoring. He's down 48-30. Oh, correction. They're actually going to say that foul was on the floor. No breaks coming here for Hiawatha. That foul against Kaden Kramer, that's her second team's first. By the way, the previous foul against Hiawatha was against Kylie Nelson. That was her third. And now a timeout is called by Coach Jasper. So let's go ahead and keep it here. Again, our score 48-28. Centralia has outscored Hiawatha 7-4 in this period, but it was all about the third quarter domination. Centralia outscored Hiawatha 17-6. On top of that, the Panthers scored 15 points in the opening quarter to get a quick two-possession lead. It was dwindled down to a two-point lead about 5 minutes to go in the third, but then a 22-4 run, which is currently still going on, has been the difference in this ballgame. A reminder that the boys' game is coming up next. But I kind of talked about the schedule for Hiawatha going down even further out of the Christmas break, talking about the January schedule. Hiawatha starts off things in the new year on January 5th at Royal Valley, then at Sebesta. Then it's back-to-back home games before the Hiawatha Invitational with a home game against Jefferson West and a home game against Fairleigh Compton. The Hiawatha Invitational will be on the 23rd, and then they finish things up in January with their second game of the year against Nemaha Central. And that will be right here in Hiawatha. Nice look on the inbound for Nelson, but she misses the bunny, and a rebound by Isabel Hamerkamp. 2:15 left to go in the ball game. Cross that court. Hayden Kramer almost lost the handle of it. Entry pass. Shuffling her feet. That should have been a travel. Kick out. Three ball on the way for Remby. Her third of the game. And she knocked down another one. She is 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. She has 9. And it's 51-28. Hard to believe that this will be the outcome considering how close this one was. Here's a three ball by Elkner. That one's no good. And a push to the back by Claire Twomley and a foul. We are third, going the other way. They're fourth of the quarter. Centralia will get the ball right back. Elena Becker checking in for the first time tonight. And so is Claire Heinen for Centralia. Got a final. Nemaha Central defeats Holton 44-29. Scoring update brought to you by Old House, Auto House, and Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Old House vehicles have you seen today? OldHouseAutoHouse.com. Pass was deflected into the backcourt. Centralia retains possession. Claire Heinen with it with 90 seconds left in this ballgame. And now Heinen is fouled with a couple of defenders on her. Boy and Nelson. And they'll give the foul to Nelson. They'll be her third. Everybody's really avoided foul trouble. And Claire Heinen will be sent to the free throw line for the double bonus. Now for Centralia, looking at their January schedule, They open up the new year with a road game at Lynn as the first free throw for Claire Heinen is pure. And after that, they host Donovan West. Circle that one. That will be on January 9th in a possible league-deciding game as the second one is no good. Rebound by Abby Elfner. And after that, they go to the TBL tournament, and this year it's in Onega. Three ball on the way by Elfner. That one is good. And Abby Elfner now has 11 points. Second Red Hawk with double-digit scoring. The other being Kenzie Nelson. Oh, correction. Actually, she is the only one. Beg your pardon. High post catch. Nice pass inside, but deflected and stolen away by Claire Swanley. But continuing on with the schedule for Centralia. Tough game versus Hanover on January 26th, right after the TBL tournament. And they wrap up the month of January with a game at Troy on January 30th. Offensive rebound after the missed three by Nelson, and Kylie Nelson gets the offensive rebound after her sister missed it, and she will go to the free throw line to shoot two after the personal foul committed by Josie Haberkamp, just her first. What a game by Josie Haberkamp. She had 8 first half points. She made 4 free throws in that period. She also has a second half field goal to get to 10 as the first free throw for Kylie Nelson is good. Put her on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. So Abby Elfner, for the most part, has found, started to find her rhythm a little bit after a couple of rough outings to start her season as the second free throw is no good. And it was stolen a foul or, correction, a lane violation. So one more chance coming up for Kylie Nelson. 47.1 seconds left to go in this one. Love to see that if you're a Hiawatha fan to see Abby Elfner get some 3 balls to go. She's made 3 of them. And the second one is good. And Nelson goes 2 for 3 from the stripe. 52-32. Bounce pass, high post catch, drive right side for Melina Becker. Stopped at the block by Abby Elfner. Kicks it out of there to Rempe. Bob inside. Josie Haberkamp, one dribble to the middle. Spins. That should have been a travel. Again, kick it out. Rempe dribbles to her left. Stops for Heinen. Haberkamp thought about a 3. Got hit in the face. Nothing called, though. Heinen gives up to Rempe. Dribbles to her left. In the paint, falling away. Nice shot. Nice touch for Kaylin Rempe. What a game she's having. She has 8 points in the fourth quarter. 10 seconds left. One more chance for Hiawatha. Nice pass down low. Shot off the glass. No good for Swanley. Loose. And a foul is called, I think, against Becker. No, they're going to say that's against Swanley. And that is her fourth. 4.4 seconds left. And they're just going to... No, I forgot. Double bonus. So 2 free throws coming up here for Melina Becker. So after a loss by 1 against Troy and a 4-point loss to Marysville on opening night, this one's going to be a larger deficit. It's a high sky free throw for Becker. A little bit too strong on this one. A lot of arch on it. Hiawatha will fall to 0-3. And Centralia will improve to 2-1. As that one banks home, high off the backboard and through for Melina Becker. And one more chance for Abby Elfner for 3. That one's short, and that is your ball game. 55-33 is your final. A wonderful outing for your, if you're a Centralia fan, as they improve to 2-1. Let's take a break. We'll have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by V Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Australia wins big on the road at Hiawatha. Final score 55-33, thanks to a 22-4 run by the Panthers. Take a look at your scoring totals from this one. Starting off with the leading score for Hiawatha, that was Abby Elfner. She had 5 points in the first quarter and made a three in the fourth quarter as well. 8 points apiece for Addison Williams and Kenzie Nelson. And 2 points apiece for Claire Twomley, Danny Morton, and Kylie Nelson here on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Getting to the Centralia scores, 11 points apiece for Owen Dieters and Keelan Rempe off the bench, scored 8 points in the fourth quarter. Owen Dieters, she scored 6 in the third quarter and 4 in the second quarter. 10 points for Josie Haberkamp. She had 4 free throw makes in the first half. Also 6 points for Hayden Kramer on a pair of threes. 5 points for Tatum Kramer. 4 for Isabel Haberkamp on free throws, as well as free throws each for Claire Heinen and Milena Becker. Now time to declare your player, make the players of the game. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, in Manhattan. Providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. We're going to go and give it to the two leading scorers for Australia. That would be Owen Dieters and Keelan Rempe. How about Keelan Rempe knocking down 3 threes? She was a perfect 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. So we'll go ahead and get the mention in there for the freshman, as well as the superstar All-State junior guard, Owen Dieters, as well. All right, so we got about a little over 10 minutes till we tip off for the boys. We're going to send it back. We'll have some news and weather and come right back here for your tip off. Here on the MSC Sports Radio.